Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, as the cost of living continues to climb, many households are now trimming their budgets. And one of the first things to go is often insurance. But in this world of growing risk and uncertainty, losing cover could prove costly. And a new trend is emerging, something called embedded insurance, policies bundled into everyday services like banking, shopping or digital platforms that offer simpler, more affordable protection without the usual complexity. I want to explore this in a little more detail. I'm joined now by Petunia Mahoro, who is Executive Head of Partnerships at Hollard Life Solutions. Petunia, a very warm welcome to you. And maybe let's start with the reality on the ground. And I guess it does make sense, but insurance is so often the first thing that people cut when money gets tight. Why is that the case, and what kind of trends are you noticing?
Thanks, Jeremy, and good evening to your listeners. Basically, when people are facing financial pressures, insurance is often one of the very first expenses people cut out for a few key reasons. So this may be because it's perceived as non-essential. It does not offer a tangible or immediate benefit. And sometimes people just think that it's a nice to have. So the truth is actually, Jeremy, that not having insurance can result in even greater costs, as you mentioned. And the absence of insurance basically means that people may need to actually go out and borrow money or incur debt to be able to manage some of these unforeseen costs.
And are you seeing this is something that people are doing more and more often because the wallet has become so tight?
Definitely, Jeremy, we're seeing a lot of that where people literally just either cancel their policies or just stop paying their premiums because they are under a lot of financial pressure.
And as you rightly say, the consequences of losing cover at the wrong time are fairly self-explanatory. So let's move on to this concept now called embedded insurance. What is it? How does it work differently from traditional insurance models?
So basically, embedded insurance is where insurance is bundled into the products and services that we sell. And basically what that means is if you might, for instance, be buying something like a cell phone, on the back of that, there will be device insurance. And the reason that we do that basically is so that we can minimize the cost of distribution. And this actually results in the insurance product itself being a little bit more affordable for our customers.
How also, much more affordable, Petunia?
Well, it depends, right? One of the things that we do is we ensure that through partnerships, we're able to leverage off of existing capabilities to be able to actually give these products at much, much reduced prices, sometimes even all the way to about 30% of what normally someone would buy in terms of a standalone insurance product.
Why do you think the model is gaining traction right now? Is it just about affordability, as you've just mentioned, or is it also an issue of maybe trust or even convenience?
There's a couple of things, right? One of it, obviously, is the affordability factor. But the second part of it is that it's actually a lot more easier to onboard and actually get insurance this way, which is what most people actually prefer. You don't have to go through the onerous process of actually completing loads and loads of application forms, right? And on our side, obviously, it's quite important that when we sell insurance this way, that the customer is clear on what benefits they're buying and how to actually access those benefits.
How would those benefits differ from a traditional insurance policy?
For the most part, they would be the same, right? The biggest benefit would be that because you don't actually carry separate distribution costs and that the process is a lot less complex, you actually get the benefit of that that's passed through to your price. So the benefits would be exactly the same. And again, like I said, on our side, clear communication in terms of using relatable terms in the policy wording ensures that people know exactly what it is they're buying.
Is there a situation where someone might encounter embedded insurance without even realizing it?
Well, there has been instances, Jeremy, to be honest, where, you know, some people might have, in the excitement of acquiring whatever asset, either forget or maybe actually not be fully clued up in terms of what it is they bought. However, to be able to counter that on our side, obviously from the onboarding, we follow up with communication that explains exactly what benefits, and the communication actually also is on an ongoing basis so that everyone has a clear understanding of what they bought, who they bought it from, and what benefits actually they're able to access.
And Petunia, if embedded insurance then is starting to gain traction, as you're suggesting, what does this say about the way in which people perceive traditional insurers, particularly among younger or even lower income consumers?
Yeah, I think what we are finding in terms of traditional insurance is that people just find that there's a perception actually that a lot of the insurers only care about profits and not so much about addressing their needs. And often consumers actually feel misled and underinformed, which leads to distrust, right? So over the past few years, there's been significant work that's been done in terms of improving communication. As I mentioned, one of the things that we do is actually ensuring that the language that is used is really clear and simple for the customer base that we target, and also ensuring that the processes and how they actually purchase those products are accessible and through channels actually that are already familiar to a lot of those customers.
Do you think the industry is responding quick enough and perhaps sufficiently to the shifts that you've outlined? Are we starting to see real innovation or, as some have suggested, just repackaging of old products?
No, definitely. I think there has been quite a lot of innovation, and innovation not just from a product offering perspective, but also in terms of the actual product offerings and the relevance to the customers that we serve. So we are definitely evolving as an industry, and we're responding to changing consumer needs through addressing affordability challenges in a myriad of ways and the simplicity of the products that we offer. And I think, Jeremy, on our side also, just being a Pan-African company backed by a global brand, we continue to partner with like-minded companies to make consumers understand exactly what they're buying and to meet them where they are.
And interesting in that respect that more and more people are they not buying cover through retailers or even apps. And that tells us a lot about changing consumer behavior, doesn't it?
Definitely, Jeremy. And that is why, you know, the partnership capability that we have tries to also just address the way in which the consumers would like to engage in terms of buying of these products. And also what it does is it actually ensures that there is much more access specifically to consumers that would have been previously underinsured or even underserved in terms of financial services.
Thank you very much indeed for the explanation. We've been talking about embedded insurance. Petunia Mahoro, Executive Head of Partnerships at Hollard Life Solutions. Thank you indeed. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.